fighting fear with both of my fists. Landing right hooks seems so useless.
Bonjour and hello. Welcome to Northern Voices, celebrating ties to Minnesota's Northland. I'm Leah Lem, your host and a fellow Northlands explorer. I mentioned last time that I'm a recent transplant to Grand Rapids, Minnesota, from the Twin Cities. I feel so welcomed by the North Woods, with nature seemingly hugging me at all times, but it is also very new to me. I've gotten a few too many splinters moving firewood from here to there. I now own not just outdoor work gloves, but indoor ones as well, that I use regularly. Never ever thought I'd need those. Needless to say, I've had to make a lot of adjustments, and people here have been helping along the way. The conversations in these episodes are my way of learning even more about my new neighbors in the North, about the traditions, sustainable practices, and indigenous and ancestral ways of life that they live and work.
Big brother gave me my name, but standing calm in the tempest.
Today's episode, I talk with Annie Humphrey, musician, artist, self-described queen of the side hustle. She lives in a way that embodies many aspects of what these episodes are about: sustainable living, traditions, and indigenous life ways. I arrive at her home and am welcomed by her and her dog. Walking through the door, I can tell an artist lives here. It's a two-story home with a wide open space and a loft. There's an upright piano and murals everywhere.
Buju, Mamadriashka Indigenikaz, Gazagasquajimikag, Gamasqua Wakakagundunjiba. My name is Annie Humphrey, and my Indian name was given to me by my brother. I'm hearing a windstorm on the water. I grew up in Cass Lake. When you come in the front door, I painted a blue wall with birch trees. We have a loft. The wall of the loft has horses and the sun and a woman, and there's a woman in a red dress. Oh, and I painted four of the phases of the moon and water waves. And the house isn't really finished yet, like the windows aren't done, the stair railing isn't done, and we don't really have a lot of doors because the heat has to circulate all over. We have curtains.
The house doesn't have a furnace or plumbing, no Wi-Fi, no cable, but they have lots of books and lots to do to keep the home running. Off to the side, toward the center of the structure, is a black wood stove.
Because I knew you were coming, and I thought, what could I tell Leah? Like, what's the most important thing I think that I like the best about this life? And I think it's the wood stove, because you have to cut up trees, you run a saw, you split wood, you can use a chopping maul or a splitter, you know, that takes gas. We use those too. And loading wood and hauling it and bring it in the house. It doesn't happen by itself. And so I think in that way, it just keeps you stronger. This is like a homemade wood stove, but it's used for so much stuff. I'm drying clothes. I'm drying a blanket. I'm drying coffee grounds. I'm heating my water. It's heating the house. It makes ashes for the toilet. I mean, this to me, like the wood stove, it just contributes so much to living here. In the wintertime, in the summertime, it would be something else. The summertime probably be the sun.
You heard Annie list a few things the wood stove helps with, including making ashes for the toilet and drying coffee grounds. The top of the stove is covered in coffee filters with used grounds in them. Since there's no plumbing, Annie's household uses a composting toilet. There is a list of instructions that hangs next to it for guests to read and make use of. If you follow all the steps, you can't possibly make a mistake.
We use coffee grounds to deodorize, and we use stove ash to compost and deodorize.
And it's actually a surprisingly cute toilet. Annie made it herself, and it looks like art.
The toilet is just like an old retro end table, like those octagon deals, and I cut a door off on the top and I put the toilet seat on it. And so there's a 5-gallon pail in that. The liner is actually a vegetable resin. It's not really strong plastic, and it's compostable. And we start the composting process right here with covering, layering ash, coffee grounds, or sawdust.
Saving water is a big part of the process running the home. Cold water comes in from the well to the kitchen, and from there it's physically distributed around the home by Annie and her family.
So if we want warm water, we either heat it For tea, I usually heat it in there. And for all my dishwashing, I carry water from here to that little black enamel pot on the wood stove. And that's what I use for doing dishes and getting warm water for cleaning or anything else.
I was particularly humbled and enraptured when Annie showed me her beauty routine.
And okay, so our bathroom sink is really cool because we have this little pump. This is where you wash your face, and this is a water jug, and you pump the water in. Okay, and I can brush my teeth and wash my face in this half bowl. Isn't that crazy? That's all it takes. So.
She fills her mug halfway, and I know from camping and hiking that this should technically work. I've done this before, but that was under very different circumstances. But was it? While hiking, I was just more mindful because I had to carry water with me and treat it along the way to make it safe to drink and cook with. So it was scarce for me at the time.
Everybody uses this cup, so I don't drink out of it. I can't believe I'm brushing my teeth on the radio. Okay, so my teeth are done. I don't use soap. And I even have extra. And that's it, so I can wash and brush. And this is totally my beauty routine.
She uses the water to brush her teeth and clean her face, and it doesn't look at all like there's any lack of cleaning going on. I'm imagining how much water, over time, goes down the drain when I'm doing the same activities. Even when I turn off the water faucet while I'm brushing, the majority of water that comes out of it goes unused. I ask Annie why it's important for her to live like this.
I think it's an adventure. I think it keeps you stronger. It makes you more appreciative, makes you have a different relationship with water, a different relationship with trees and wood and heat, a different relationship with coffee grounds. I mean, all of it.
With harder times on the horizon, advancing online, with money signs in their eyes.
For anyone who doesn't know Annie, she's an award-winning musician, recently winning the Native American Music Awards 2018 Artist of the Year. She sings, plays piano and guitar. The song we've been listening to is called St. John and Mikwam. Annie has spent a lot of her time opposing pipelines and doing activist work, which inspired this song, along with her brother Mikwam and the poet John Trudell, who make up the song's title. But now she's making adjustments to how she spends her time. She's sticking more to teaching and being involved with her tribal community, and, of course, creating art. The final part of our time together, Annie shares with me a new song that speaks to sustainable and traditional practices. Honoring the life given by an animal, putting down tobacco in thanks, and other commentaries on how we interact with one another as people.
A hunter slings his rifle and puts tobacco down, and he drops a deer with a single round, and he lays his hand upon the dead body now, says my spirit and my stomach will be filled. Cause I eat what I kill.
You know, I spend a lot of time on the piano. The last song I wrote is still a work in progress, but it's called Eat What You Kill. It's kind of a social thing, statement. It's also like literally, you know, if you shoot it or kill it or pull it out of the ground, you should eat it. And but also, if you're going to say a hateful thing to another human being, have the courage to tell them why.
State your hate to my face if you will, and eat what you kill.
I feel so welcomed being surrounded by the warmth of the wood-burning stove, a curious dog, and instruments waiting to be played. But what lingers is the feeling of how one person can hold up their end by smartly using the resources that are available to us. I hope to learn from this, Annie's way of life, to treat living efficiently not as a burden, but as Annie said, an adventure. Thank you, Annie, for welcoming me to your home. I'm Leah Lem. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Northern Voices. Northern Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota. Gigawabamin, and see you soon.